She's not in the day. Take her over, but you'll more.
Right, as we said, Baruch Hashem, there's a simcha, mill of a chasna. And if you think of it, it's the second day of Chodesh Iyar. The music still in my ears. The second day of Chodesh Iyar. And is that surely not a time that, I mean, can you make a chasna the second day of Chodesh Iyar? I mean, the Pashtus HaRamot is that if you keep the second half, you can start after Rosh Chodeshes are finished. Rosh Chodeshes. After the both days Rosh Chodesh are finished, that means you can start Leil Beis of Iyar, which is tonight. So that secures you can start, you can have a chasna the second, even the second day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but you have to steal two of the 3 days of the Shloshes in Me'agbola, and you have to also keep those 2 days. So Mr. Shem, this time we're keeping the second half, and we're going to keep from tonight, right? And we're also going to be keeping the Friday and Shabbos, which is before Shavuos. Shavuos is Monday. So we're stealing two of the three of the Shloshes in Me'agbola, you have to keep as well. Shabbos is anyway Shabbos. Friday, you have to keep it. And Erev Shavuos, then you can, then those who keep the second half and only want to start after Rosh Chodesh, want to make Chasna Rosh Chodesh, yeah, that's fine. It's mamash okay. There are those that, if you keep the second half, there are those that want to start the first day Rosh Chodesh, that frees them up the whole Shloshes in Me'agbola. But you can really choose, that's why you'll find this Chasnas on the second day Rosh Chodesh, yeah. And the question is, can you have a chasna that, the chasna that goes into the Motzer Rosh Chodesh, which has already really started, the time that everyone starts doing Sfira. Now, tomorrow, so no one's going to suggest you can have a chasna, so tonight is already the time. So, Rav Moshe Feinstein's got a tshuva to say, the chuppah had to be done by day, which it was. The chuppah is done by day. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, make sure that there's a dancing. They come out of the chuppah room already before Shkia, and then that's when you can be mamshech, having the Suda and the Rikudim. That's absolutely no problem, and that's what we have, Taka. Now that I've left the chasna, can you go back? That's the pashas says you can. The ma'isa you can. I've seen many, many poskim like that. This is no problem to be mamshich the rikudim into Motzer Rosh Chodesh, which is be'etzim, if in my car on the way back to the chasna, you couldn't put on music because it's already started the sfira. But suddenly you can go inside and dance with a four-piece band, no problem, because the chasna started before. Maybe they should make the chasna continue till the end of the sfira, then we can have just one big listening of music. Lamaisa, obviously after the chasna is finished, it's finished. There are those that want to say, Sheva Brachas that is afterwards, they can also have music. They should know, all those opinions that hold, that every Sheva Brachas that follows, even into the sfira, you can even have music. The minig is nishtazoi. You can have rikudim and mecholis. You can have a dance. That's fine. Yeah. I want to tell you something very interesting. This is what I find. When you miss Hashem, people at the simchas, and you go to a vot, let's say, you go to an engagement during the sfira. Let's say tomorrow, you go to a vot. Very, very tempting. After they break the keli, whatever keli it is, yeah, so they break it, it's very tempting to make a small rakida. It gives it, enhances the matzav, it certainly does, and the Inveya Geffen break into a dance of Simon Tov and Mazel Tov. It's not so poshut that such a thing is mutter, because, I want to flag it up, very interesting, the statement furish by Sudas Mitzvah is mamash mutter to have mecholos and rikudim. Rikud means one person to dance, one person dancing. Mecholos is a circle of people dancing. Even if they're not dancing with 2 feet off the ground, it's a circle forming a circle which is dancing. Mishnah Berurah explicitly says that for Sudas Vot, which is like we have nowadays, like a Tanoim, is not considered a Sudas Mitzvah. It's very nice, it's a very, very happy time. It's a very breath of, it's a Geshmaka time, but you can't call it a Sudas Mitzvah. If that's the case, not the Mishnah Berurah, Rikudim and Mecholos is also. So if you take the dry halacha, yeah, again, people can think, yeah, it's just a small little dance. When you analyze what state Mishnah Berurah, the pashas is such a thing should be avoided somehow. It's funny that by Sudas Bar Mitzvah, or Sheva Brachas, which is a emissar Sudas Mitzvah, look at the Yamsha Shlema, the 7th Perek of Bava Kamma, is Mefurish, or everyone brings it down, the Shach brings it down. That's a Sudas Mitzvah, is no problem. Rikudim and Mecholos and Mutter. So this distinction, I think it's a very clear, it's very sharp when you look at the Mishnah Berurah. It's such a sharper line of Mishnah Berurah to say that Rikudim and Mecholos is okay, but when it comes to, look at this Lashon, one liner. He's speaking about nowadays that they make Shiduchim, Mutter Lassi Shiduchim, you can make a Sudas Shiduch, but Lassi Suda, Avalassi Rikudim and Mecholos, Noah Go Issa, If there's no reason at all to make a dance, even if it's if there's no tanoim at all. Sorry, Kiddush Levana, they all speak about it. Can you, Mr. Hashem, we'll have Kiddush Levana, when is it, tomorrow, the next day? Some people wait till Matzah Shabbos, and the Shal is, can they dance? That all the poskim seems to say it's okay. It's very negeh to Chodesh Av, in the 9 days. Shvur Shachal Boy, yeah, whereas the Mamash Medina de Gemara, I feel like the poskim are okay with dancing. There are those which are Machmeh, but the Maisa, the Pasha says, or Amor, is the Pasha says that you can, the Rikudim is good, that's going to be okay. Bar Mitzvah. There you go. He's asking a very, very interesting question. What happens when you have a Bar Mitzvah, which is Shlobis money? For various reasons, people want to delay it. And they have it, let's say, tomorrow. Can you also claim that this is a Sudas Mitzvah to the extent that you can do a nice Rikudim that people like to do after benching? They like to make just a small circle, you know, just a scimitar. Lemaisa, the Mishabura says explicitly that if the Bar Mitzvah boy says a drosha, that is called a Sudas Mitzvah, even if it's Shlobis money. So if, let's say, for some reason, the Bar Mitzvah boy turned Bar Mitzvah 2 weeks ago. So that argument is it. And now, they're waiting for the grandparents, they want to do it tomorrow. There's no problem making a dance, provided that he makes a drosha. Mishabura says that the drosha, even after benching, yeah, you're right, you're saying even after benching where you could claim it's not a part of the Suda, that already is zikha part of the Suda, that's zikha going to be okay. So that's regarding a nice...
People don't fast as even if you keep the first half going
What's this?
People keep the first half, they're still joining fasting tonight or yesterday.
Yeah. So that's a separate heter, that's tamazoi. When you go to a chasna today and you see various people which are keeping the first half and yet they're by a chasna, that is very well registered in the poskim that it's absolutely okay. Ramosha is the main one to discuss it. Ramosha is the biggest one who says that you can join in a sudas chasna v'kala even if you keep the first half. Ramosha was asked in Masada Kiddushin, who's asked to do Siddur Kiddushin in the first half and the last half. He was matter everything. You should know, he was even, Meikadin the Pasha said, could even be there. He's matter to shave if he would feel uncomfortable to be at a chasna. Imagine you come to a chasna and for that environment, you would need to shave, need to trim. It could well be that's okay. People try and avoid that, or they try and change over to that site. That's already in the gear when it's Lemaisa, but it's an interesting thing to take into account. Keyboard lessons. A lot of people ask this Shaila about, is there any problem of practicing keyboard learning for children, especially they want to know how to, the outlet. It's a very, very beautiful outlet for those which people want to learn keyboard. For the teacher, is a clear registered heter for Parnassah okay. So that's very, very clear. The problem is that for the student, has he got a heter? You should know that I was always makabel from many Rabbonim that you can do lessons provided you are a real beginner. You really struggle with it. You know, you know, after a few seconds you're out and you have to start learning it again. You're learning notes. It's very frustrating. Someone who's already intermediate, he's a higher level, and it's geschmack for him. It's a fault. He can play a full song without hesitating. And he's just there. He's just learning by his teacher to get the extra chords and to get the extra chaps. That's something, there's a clear distinction between the two. Ramis and Karelitz is of the opinion that the beginner can do his lessons when it comes to the beginning, when it comes to Sfira, the 3 weeks. However, when it comes to a person who's already done, he's got the talent already and he just wants to progress, that's something which is
a token. If you go to a lesson and they've got sheets of music to play, it's music, it's whatever it is, it's changed the songs, it's just a piece of music from getting ready for an exam or things like that.
Yeah, sure, but still, the Maisa. If once there's an enjoyment, you're right, if it's notes and it's very frustrating and it's like, it takes it, I know what it's like. I remember trying to learn notes and it was frustrating, the whole thing was frustrating. And then I just continued playing by ear, and we played many Shabbat Brachas when I was a kid, and then it was so nice. It was like everything, I put the notes away and I didn't want to know about notes. If you're in the mode of notes and really like a beginner, that's absolutely fine. There's tension, it's not flowing. Those in the game will know exactly what we're talking about. I've spoken to a few boys actually this week. We're discussing it with them exactly what geder they are, some songs. Anyway, that's just touching on to that point. Then you've got, very interesting by the way, is a chosen. Now we have a chosen today. A chosen who gets bar mitzvah, chodesh ad iya. Bar mitzvah, either. Mogna Brom says kiyum. Sorry, gets married today. The rest of the Sheva Brachas, can he have a haircut during the Shivas Yemei HaMishteh, but it's into the sphere already. And the Beis Dovid says you can't, but all the Poskim say you can. They're very, very for it, that it's Yom Tov Shalahem. The Ramah already says that a person making a Sudas Bris Milah, let's say this Friday, the night before, you can already have a trim, you can have a haircut, L'chvei the Bris. So Koshkim, when it comes to a Chosan, Rabbi Avadya Yosef has got a nice tshuva to explain that, that should be okay. I was thinking, a Chosan asked me, can he listen to music? It's going into the sphere of days. So let's say the next day, the day after, can him and the Kala listen to music through the Shavuot Brachos? So very interesting is that for the very same heter that Rabbi Avadya Yosef and many other Tshuvos for him say that they can trim every day, you can have a haircut every day, the Shavuot Brachos is Yom Tov Shalohem. We allow them to do everything, and it comes from the Ramban. The Ramban says, Misha Mesim Mutal Afonov, if a person after the Chuppah, let's say, unfortunately, he loses a relative straight after the Chuppah, Shulchan Aruch says clearly that you Masalkin is Hameis, and the Chosan goes for it, the full whack for 7 days, and then only after the 7 days he thinks about things. So it's very mistaba that they can also listen to music. This is a very, I've tried to look everywhere for this Nakuda. A Chosan who gets married just before the Sfira begin, can they listen to music themselves? I would have thought, based on the Sfaras, which all the poskim are cholik on the base of it, they say that a Chosan can trim, and they can, because Yom Tov Shalahem, it could follow that Yom Tov Shalahem, then why would we give him that restriction and not that restriction? Well, you can trim and then you can't listen to me. The Chayr, it should follow that this, we give him a package deal and say that Yom Tov Shalahem should require him that he can go ahead and do what he wishes. The Chayr, I haven't seen this in Mefurish. I think it's a dover, to me, it's, I think it's a dover borrow. Ala machmila haviraya, that I would have thought that would have been okay. Next Nakuda, very interesting. Shkia is 8:30 Moshi, when Tav Shkia is today. 8:34. I think it's about 8:34. Chasna, I don't know if you know, people rock up, 8:34 is the beginning, right? To see someone washing, 8:30 is the Chiddush. 8:45, start washing. But hang on a second, today was Rosh Chodesh, and we're going out of Rosh Chodesh. People are washing after Shkia, which is going out of Rosh Chodesh. So when it comes to benching, in Mitzvah Shem, in an hour or so, then would you say, imagine you get the mic, and the Chobot were benching. What do you do when it comes to Yad Aviyah? Do you quietly just, quietly avoid the Yad Aviyah way and just, quickly say, B'nei B'rachim Avishloim? You know, what's the plan over here? It's, you only start the meal after Shkia. It's interesting, this is a debate also very, very sosum in the poskim. There's a deal in Shulchan Aruch Rav, someone to be Medak Shulchan Aruch Rav, that if you started at a time where it's a Sofok, it's after Shkia, that is a time that then Sheval Tasa Odif is better to leave it. Now, those which have a minute to after Shkia is not such a set in stone as much. They have a minute that they can daven mincha, there have been a time, it holds a lot of weight for them. It could well be there's kedai to say Yad Aviyah. At least till 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, that's already besaid. The 13 and a half minutes after Shkia today is 8:34 plus 13 minutes, 8:50. Is that something which is kedai to take into account? It's an interesting nakuda to take into account that from a time where it's a suffolk by you, then it's already kedai, they say that Sheval Tasa Odif to leave it alone. Then we have just mamish random, we have this nekuda of Shavuos. It's very interesting. Firstly, two nekudas. When we have the mitzvah now of Sfiras HaOmer, it's very important. Number one is the medikduk of the word Shavuos. We have over here, we're now into the Shavuos, and Ramesha Steinbach is very into this. He says, It's very natural, very tempting for a person to say Shnei Shavuos. Shavuos, because it follows, it's easier to say Shnei Shavuos, because Shah is easier to say than Shah. Shnei Shavuos is hard to say. Shavuos is either an oath or, you know, Shavuos is coming near. Shavuos it's hard, you have to put the stress on the Shah. That's the Nekuda of Ramosha Steinbach, that's where he flags up. Another Nekuda is that it's important, it's very, sometimes after a long day, you come to Ma'ariv, and you know, you hear the Rav or the Chazan, he says, Hayoim, Asor Yomim, Shayim Shavu Echot, yeah, Shlosh Yom, yeah, you hear him say it, and you're just on pilot mode, you're just on, you know, you see the Siddur, and you hear him say Asora, but you haven't, being English people, we haven't actually registered in your mind that today is 10. To say, if a minute later you catch someone and say, what's today's thingy? Someone asks you, what's today? And you go blank and you don't know what you've said. the Mishnah Berurah is not so clear. It's not so clear. It's okay. Mishnah Berurah says that it's important to know what you've said, to know what you're counting. I think maybe a lot of times you are plugged in, you are tuned into what it is. You maybe sometimes during Kaddish you're looking at there's the front of the shul. It says clearly, Shnei Shavuot. It's very clear, so you can convert it into your language. That's what I mean. I think it's important. The Kuda, Mishnah Berurah says very, very clearly in Tochei Tes. He says that you have to know what you're counting. Mishnah Berurah says very clear. Kosvah ha'achrinim to sfira mutar b'chol makom b'chol loshon uvilvad sheyovin oisei haloshon. You have to understand that loshon. V'meinoy meivin. If you didn't understand the how much you're counting, afilu siper b'loshon hakodesh. A lot of times, if you bench b'loshon hakodesh, you're fine. Even if let's say you don't understand the word of benching, but you said the word of benching, you're yotza. He is different. So it could well be a lot of people know that if you ask them Shnayim, obviously they know it's two. Yes, that's what Mishnah Berurah is saying. That the Sfira Mutar B'chol Loshon, and he stresses that even if you say it B'loshon HaKodesh but you don't understand it, then you're not Yotza. My point is that most times we know Esrim Yoyim Shayim Shle. We sort of know, but sometimes it gets a tired day, and it's very hard to convert us English people. Sometimes hard to convert it into our minds that it's actually 20. And it's not 20 tonight, but it's, I don't know. I haven't yet counted, but yeah. So, but whatever it is, if after Maariv someone asks you, and you just sort of you don't know what's going on, yeah, you don't have to remember the whole day what it is. But if you weren't even it didn't register at the time that you counted, that's just something very interesting. And just to finish off with something which is a very interesting thing. Again, there was a simcha in the family today, so the ksuba I saw very interesting from Rabbi Shlomo Najara. He made the song Kori Ben Olam. Kori Ben Olam Ve'Ol Mayo, and that's the Yud Yisrael, Kori Ben Olam. He says it's Rosh HaTevis Yisrael, and he's got a sefer called Seder HaTnoim VaHaKsuva. It's very, very interesting. He's got a whole ksuva between the Yidden and Hashem that he understands that Matan Torah was a chasna between Yidden and Hashem. It's based on the Mishnah in Tanis that says Yom Chasunoso is there Matan Torah, and he's got a whole nusach B'Shishi B'Shabbos on Friday B'Shnas. It's really comic. It's a mixture of comical and inspiration, of going through what Hashem is going to give the Yidden, and in turn what the Yidden are going to give Hashem, and it finishes off Noam with two Eidim. You've got Shemaim va'Oretz. Shemaim is one Eid, and the Oretz is another Eid. And Ishana, I saw in some circles, in the Sfadisha circles, their minig is to say it on Shavuos just before Kriyas HaTorah, whether I'm not sure exactly at which point, but it's brought down in some Sfadisha Sidurim to go through the whole Ksuba. It's quite long, it's actually three pages, to go through the Gansa Ksuba, and that's inspiration for Mr. Hashem for the Sukkot that's coming. Let's go.
Ah.